It's emerged that suspected British intelligence agent Freddie Scappaticci admitted in 1990 that he had shot dead an alleged IRA informer. Scappaticci, who died last month, was in charge of the IRA's internal security, but was later named as a British spy, a claim he denied. His admission of murder was uncovered in a court document during a BBC Northern Ireland Spotlight investigation into Scappaticci's activities. We can talk to Spotlight reporter Jennifer O'Leary. Jennifer, thanks indeed for speaking to us today. Now, of course, much has been written and said about Freddie Scappaticci before and indeed after he died. You might just remind us of who he was.
Good afternoon, Brian. Well, Freddie Scappaticci was an IRA spy catcher and also, as you said, the man who always denied he was the army agent steak knife. Now, he joined the IRA's internal security unit in 1978, and in tonight's programme we report that he was already a British army agent before he became part of the very unit designed to protect the IRA from spies. Now, that unit exacted a brutal tally of executions of suspected informers. Scappaticci is thought to be linked to the murders of over 20 people. And our investigation has uncovered that in 1990, he admitted, remarkably to another spy in the IRA, that he had shot dead a suspected informer.
So what details of that admission have you uncovered?
Well, in February 1989, Joe Fenton was shot dead in an alleyway after being interrogated by the IRA security unit in a house in West Belfast. No one has ever been charged with his murder. Several months later, another suspected informer, Sandy Lynch, was brought to the same property to be interrogated by Scappaticci and others. He survived because police raided the house. And Sandy Lynch, who was a police informer, went on to give evidence in court. And as part of his deposition, he made detailed references to Freddie Scappaticci, including some graphic remarks he said Scappaticci had made about the manner of Joe Fenton's death. And he added, he said that he had done it. Now, Lynch's testimony was key to the conviction of eight people on kidnapping and interrogation charges. Those convictions were later quashed because of secret material that was kept from prosecution authorities. But the accusation he made about Freddie Scappaticci never led to a charge.
The death of Scappaticci was announced in April by John Boucher. He's leading this Operation Canova into the activities of the army agent known as Steak Knife. Are we any closer to publication of that report, Jennifer?
Well, Brian, the report's in what's described as the security checking stage. When it's published, it may shine a light on details long kept in the dark about the activities of Agent Steak Knife, including, crucially, what was known about the interrogation of suspected informers before they occurred. The solicitor, Kevin Winters, represents the families of several of those killed by Scappaticci's IRA unit, and he says that the investigation is likely to conclude that multiple killings could have been prevented by the state.
As I understand it, there is a potential assertion that every single case that's the subject of the Operation Canova investigation, in every single killing, that those deaths were preventable had there been some form of state intervention. Now, that's a pretty stark assessment to make, and we're going to know that very, very soon, whether or not that stands up to scrutiny.
Now, the Ministry of Defence told the programme, as the investigation is ongoing, it would be inappropriate to comment further. Now, Brian, you know, much is unknown about Freddie Scappaticci's activities, but his death does not bring a close to the many secrets about him. And it's a point also made by former IRA prisoner Anthony McIntyre.
I don't think Freddie took any secrets to his grave. I think they're very well known. They're not known by me, but they're known by his handlers, and they're known by the leadership of the IRA. In my view, the people who have most to fear from Operation Canova are probably those people who served in the Army Council and ordered the killings.
Former IRA prisoner Anthony McIntyre ending that report from Jennifer O'Leary. Jennifer, thank you for that. And The Spy Who Got Away with Murder can be seen tonight at 10:40 on BBC One Northern Ireland, the Spotlight programme.